Poiskim Bechvayt Achsanya, the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Center Shlita. Always love coming back to this unbelievable place. The smiles get us all going. Love to be here with the Mashkiach, my dear friend. And it's humbling, but it's exciting. Amaisa, I was thinking, what's the topic that we can talk about? What's a topic that talks to everybody here in the room? In the dar we live in, it's a dar that's plagued with nisyanus in the areas of simcha, of achieving true happiness. We're a dar that's plagued with depression. I don't know the statistics, but pharmaceuticals, antidepressants, it's probably a multi-billion dollar industry. I don't know growing up. I don't know from these things when we were growing up. But it definitely was not something that was publicized. Definitely not as rampant. We have to be aimed on this nekuda. How can we bring simcha into our life? What's the shayrish of simcha? Of having a life filled with simcha of happiness. There are two things really that I want to really start off the shmooze with. There's a Sfas Emes in Parashas Vayera when discussing Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak, we know, is the paradigm, he's the model of Yira. He was the model of somebody who represented Yiras Hashem. Fear. Yet his name, we know, resonates with simcha. It has to do with somebody who's filled with happiness. How can fear and happiness go hand in hand? Normally, I think of a person who's in a matzav. He's in a situation of pachad, of fear. You would think, there's no way this is not the person who's filled with happiness. What does happiness and fear have to do with one another? And he goes on and explains. The Heilige Sfas Emes writes that Bedafka, because of the fact that the Midah of Yitzchak was Yiras Hashem, he had been mevatel from himself on a large degree the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara was not somebody who had control of him. He was in control. His Das was in control. And because of the fact that the Yetzer Hara did not have a shlita on him, he was filled with simcha. He was filled with simcha. A very similar idea we find the Pritzadik, Rav Tzadik writes, when discussing the Yontif of Sukkot, he says, why is it Bedafka, the Yontif of Sukkot, we find Chazal referred to as Man Simchaseinu. We see in the Torah additional tzivuyim of simcha, like the Rambam highlights. Why on Sukkot, Bedafka on Sukkot, is there this added level of simcha? Says the Heilige Pritzadik with Tzadik. He says, because right after Yom Kippur, when we're on that spiritual high, that the Yetzer Hara has less of a shlita on us, he has less control over us, that's where simcha can be noilad. That's where the birth of simcha on a person can be expressed. And the question is, why is that? Why is the bittul of the Yetzer Hara going to be the catalyst? Why is that the shayrish for simcha? Okay, there's no Yetzer Hara. I don't have a Yetzer Hara. What does not having a Yetzer Hara have to do with simcha? When I was growing up, we had this thing that we used to watch. It's a box with different shows that you can watch on it. And nowadays, Hayom, everyone has a little zach, not in this yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, that you don't have to fight. When I was growing up, whoever had the remote was in control. Whoever got to the couch first, you were stuck. You were stuck watching whatever. And there was a big fight, Baruch Hashem, Royal Rumbles went on over who had the remote control. But whoever had the remote control was in control of what was going on for the next 3 hours. Whatever he wanted, that's what was being done. when a person is being controlled, when you're controlled, your whole day is controlled, you're hopeless. You're almost helpless. There's a feeling of yish that sets in on a person that's in a state of being controlled. You see people, hayayim, there's this new thing. When I was growing up, there were dogs on leashes. Hayayim, all of a sudden you can watch a kid on a leash. I hope nobody here was one of those kids. But you have kids that they have on a leash. You know, they walk around. They don't want to parent the kid. Chas v'shalom. So they go ahead and they put the kid on a leash. Imagine you have not just a kid on a leash. All of a sudden, you're walking around and you see a chaver, you see a friend, they're pulling him along with a leash, and you're like, what's going on, Sparky? You know what I'm saying? And it's a busha. It's a busha. It's something that if a person be controlled, a three-year-old dresses and his parents control him, he has to match his sister. Imagine you have an 18-year-old that's still matching his little sister. It would be terrible. He has no control over his life. When you have no control, that is a depressing existence. You have no control over not one moment of your life. You're being controlled. The Yetzer Hara is taking us on a tour of everywhere, and we're just following him. But still, why is that? Why is that a depressing? Why is that a depressing existence? Okay, so I'm controlled by Yetzer Hara. No. So I am controlled. You're right. I'm a guy in a leash, but lamaisa, I'm having fun. No, you're right. I'm that guy in the Moshul Rebbe that you're saying who's being taken around like this all day. Why is that going to cause a person to be depressed? I saw you saw Elia Weintraub said a Merdeka Zach. So Elia writes, in Ene Yisrael, he writes that we think Atzvus is Atzvus. Atzvus is depression. So Elia writes that Atzvus is not depression, it's Prikasol. He says right after Adam and Chava sinned, right after that we find Betzpeinech tell Dibonim. All of a sudden, we find various forms of atzvos being referenced in the Torah. Again, Prikas Ol, we see this idea that a person decides, you know what, I'm going to do whatever I want, whenever I want, however I want, is an expression of depression. Why? Why is this an expression of depression? Want to know why, Rabbi Isai? Because you cannot express yourself. You have no way of expressing yourself. When a person is being taken around all day long by his taivas, and he decided right now that the only thing that I'm going to do is tap into every single taiva that I have in this world, I'll never be able to express myself. I'm in control. I'm not in control anymore. My das no longer is not the faculty that's being used. When a person loses his das, that's the shirish of when depression comes, because he has no way of expressing himself. When there's no expression of yourself in this world that's going on, and the only expression in this world is the chelak ha-Bahamas that's traveling around the world, then a person's in a state of atzvos, because he can't express himself. He's being held almost, he's being held hostage in his own body. He has no way to express himself. The Zohar HaKadosh, Rav Moshe Shapiro brings, says, Avram was the Bechina of Das. Avram hoilid es Yitzchak. Avram, the Bechina of Das, is Moilid Simcha in the world. When a person has the ability to express himself, more of himself is coming out. That's when a person is tapping into simcha. When more of myself is able to be expressed, and we'll get into your kaychis, everyone's individual kaychis, that's when I start having simcha. But the moment that my das is no longer the controlling factor in my life, then a person ends up being depressed. We know that yayin, Rabbi Isai, if it's used properly, Chazal tell us that Yain Yisamach Levav Enosh. We know that Simchas Yontif is accomplished through Yain. What's the pshat? A person who drinks properly, like the Or HaTzadikim explains, when he doesn't lose his faculty of Das, Vakert. If a person drinks and then more of himself comes out, he's able to express himself. He's here with all of the Ganze Ganzkeit of himself. He's able to express himself. That's where Simcha begins. But a person who can't express himself, his whole essence is being locked up inside, his whole das, his whole atzmius is being locked up. That's when a person, Rabbi Isai, his whole expression is a tzad bahami. That's not him. That's not your greatness. That's the same thing that every single chelik of the animal kingdom's doing. That's not you. When you limit yourself, when you squash yourself, when you're completely controlled by the chelik abahami, so then there's no you here. That is a depressing existence. When somebody is poirik ol, he has taken his faculty of das out of the equation. It's kulei bahami. And he's not here. Hayom, I'm sorry if I talk about this on the tape. I'm in front of Bnei Torah like you. But I deal with high school boys. Hayom, there's a plague out there called drugs. A guy wants to have a good time. He thinks he's gonna be in a state of simcha. He's not here. He's so not here. I've gotten phone calls from Talmidim. Rahman Litzlan. When they're on drugs. Rebbe, I'm crossing the Yam Suf. Oh boy. He's not here. You ever watch a guy? He's so not here. He's lost his faculty of das. He's in a completely different... And what? How does it express itself? His whole tzad bahami comes out. What happens right after? Oh, I got the munchies. His tzad bahami needs to come out. His tzad bahami, there's nothing here. He's not here. He thinks he's having a good time. You ever watch a guy? He's out. He's a daimen. He lost his life. He lost his atzmius. There's nobody here. The guy's not here. He's not in front of us. He's a daimen. He literally has no, he has no life to him. He has no control. He's completely controlled. Maybe that's why... What's the biggest daimim in the world? A stone. That's why he's stoned. He's taka stoned. He's stoned. He's a stone. That's what he is. And this is what we do to have a good time. This is what we think is going to get us happy. What's going to get us happy? It's the biggest. It gets you right into depression. Right in there. Because there's no das. And the das is what's moiled the person to come out. But if I can't express myself, I don't even have the aleph beis here. So we have to first understand, who's in control? Who's got the remote here? Me or him? Yitzhak Avinu used Yerushalayim. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to be afraid, Rabbi Yisai. We live in a door that Ahava is definitely a big, big factor that's used. Fear, you don't find... Back to bumper stickers. You don't have a bumper sticker that says, I fear Hashem. Maybe you have a bumper sticker that says, no fear. But I fear Hashem? There's no such thing. Fear is like scary. We think Gehenna. Ooh. But if a person understands that this Yetzer Hara, you know what the fear is? Be afraid to lose yourself. That's what we should be afraid of. be afraid of losing yourself to the Yetzer Hara. Because the greatest simcha comes from when you can start expressing yourself, which gets up to step two. But Moshe Shapiro, right, they bring in the name of Moshe Shapiro Zatzal. The Gemara says in Menachos that the world was created with a hay. A hay, Rav Moshe points out, is a dalet with a leg. It's a dalet with a leg. The dalet, he says, represents the arba kanfei ha'aretz, the world. And the little leg represents the Eibishter, the expression of the Eibishter. The Kvod Yisborach, the Kvod Yisborach, the whole Welt is an expression of Kvod Yisborach. The creation of the world is this Bechina of Hey, is the Bechina of the Arba Kanfos Ha'aretz coming and revealing the covet of the Eibishter. Simcha, says Rav Moshe Shapiro, has the number 5 in it. Simcha also has chamisha in it. It has the word chamisha, is the bechina of 5. If a person wants to tap into simcha, tap into that creative part that every single person in this room has. Every single person in this room has a talent. Every single person in this room has creativity. Every single person in this room has something unique and special about him. Tap into that.
I had a chaver of mine who was going through depression. He went to speak to a Talmud Rav Alba. And the Talmud Rav Alba told him, you should do? You should build a Sfarim Shrank. Build a Sfarim Shrank. Why should you build a Sfarim Shrank? And what he told him? He said, we live in a dar that whatever you want, you can get instantly, in a second. You press this, and it's mamash that you do in 5 minutes. There's barely any room for creativity. You can get everything so effortlessly. But it leaves all of us sitting there and not doing anything. I asked Talmidim, what'd you do yesterday? Nothing. Video games for 7 hours. I break my thumb. I don't know, what do you do? Hey, what does that mean? Hayoim, we live in a generation that a guy could sit kol hayoim v'kol halayla. And he asked him, what did you do today? I asked my thumb, what did you do Motzei Shabbos? What did you do?
I watched a whole series of shows. Like, oh, are you joking?
Oh, wait, a whole series?
I just want to say one thing. Maimer Musger.
If any guy in this room is ever afraid of burning out in yeshiva, don't worry. It's teichiach that whoever's watched gazillions of shows didn't burn out, you guys will be okay in yeshiva as well.
You'll be okay.
Nobody was ever worried that he's going to burn out. 17 hours, they have these things now. They tell you how many hours that you've been on the phone. I never had a Talmud knock my door. Rebbe, I'm really afraid of burning out. I never had a guy do that. But in yeshiva, the guy's there, like, Rebbe, I got to take it very slow. I got to tell him, I'm afraid I'm going to burn out. That's not a parenthetical thing. I'm sorry for bringing it out. We live in a generation, Rabboisai. You ask, I beg my Talmidim, I hate to say this, go anywhere, go out, go somewhere, do something. We don't allow ourselves to create the creativity, the simcha, the bechin of hey, the chamisha in each one of us to do something.
Moshe Shapiro points out, famous Gemara, he points out in Erevin, there's two types of tefachim. There's a tefach soichek and a tefach otzov. You have a tefach which is called Happy Tefach, Laughing Tefach. Those are the bigger ones. And the Tefach Otsuv is the one that's, it's a more, what do you want to call it, depressed, sad Tefach. They're smaller. One Amma of them, an Amma has five, or an Amma has six, depending on if it's an Otsuv or Seichik. Seichik expands. It's expansive. He's going ahead and bringing out more of himself. He's bringing more of himself into the world. He's developing himself. That brings simcha. What part of us, Rabbi Isai, is that chelek that develops simcha, that is the creative part?
I heard the Mashkiach Shlita say on a CD, even though we're separated in Makom, but Baruch Hashem, I get the CDs. He once said over that the Maral writes that the term behema is boma.
Boma! It is what it is! This is all you got! Betsy is not going ahead and developing herself anymore. She's not going to be any different. The Zelba Betsy, she might grow in physically, but this is it. This is what you got. Boma. We, Rabbeisai, we have an neshama that was created by Tzelem Elikim. The Nefesh HaChaim writes, what's Tzelem Elikim, or Kedem, the image of God? He says the neshama of a yid has the ability to create. The creative element in each one of us is the neshama. Is the internal part of us that's waiting to get out there. It's that spirit inside of us. It's the creative part of us. A person goes ahead, and the Eibishter gave us a kayach to control the ilamis. When a person taps into that part of him, you'll see there's a tremendous amount of simcha, and it expresses itself on your face. You see a guy who has real simcha. He smiles. His face expands. You ever see an animal smile? Maybe one of those monkeys, one of those cute little things. But besides a monkey, how many animals you ever smile? He can't. There's nothing. Ain't lo klum. He doesn't have anything to smile from. There's no accomplishing. There's no creating. Hakol bakol is right in front of him. He has nothing. So what do we do? Okay. So now, he said, step one, we need to work with our das. Our das cannot be held hostage. We can't have the Yitzhahara hold us hostage all day. We need to be in control. And once we do that, we have to go ahead and start allowing that creative chelik of us to come out and develop. Another thing that brings Simcha, Rabbi Isai, we know Mishanichnas Adar Marbe Mesimcha. I know this is early, but Adar the Sfasemis writes is the bechina of what the Gemara says in the beginning of the second parak of Beya. Adra, Eder, is the bechina of something that is long lasting. The Gemara refers to Eder as a tree that's long lasting, that it's Kayim Dora Dora. It perpetuates. A person wants to go ahead, Rabbi Isai, and he wants to decide, where am I going to make my efforts in life? Where am I going to go ahead and invest all of my time and effort in life? You can invest in long term or short term. What things do you want to invest your efforts? What's going to bring you simcha is things which are nitzchi. Things which last longer, the effect of them is longer, that will bring simcha to you. Things which are short-lasting, that have zero effect on anything, do not garner simcha. I was recently, in May, at a basketball game. I was watching a game, and one team was destroying the other team. It was a shechita, l'chol adayis, it was terrible. I think the score was like 28-2. One kid on the other team, he shoots the ball, he hits a three. Mamish, he's going mashuga. He was dancing, saying,
it's 28-5. I mean, it's if you would watch a football game, and the and one team is down 49-0, and one guy now catches a touchdown, and it's now 49-7, and he starts spiking it and going with sugar. He's what do you got? There's nothing. You did nothing. It's not. But imagine you catch the winning touchdown in the Super Bowl. Netzach Nitzachim. Netzach Nitzachim. You understand what's going to be happening? When we invest in things, Rabbeisai, that have a long-lasting effect, when I invest my koiches in things which are la'olam vaed, there's so much simcha that comes from that. Because I know that I've done something meaningful and real, but something that at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself afterwards, what's next? So then those types of things are not going to garner that much simcha. Rav Rabbeisai, you guys have the schus to sit here every day. Baruch Hu Aleikenu Shabronu Lechvoidei V'Vdilanu Min HaTayim V'Nos Alanu Tayros Emes V'Chayei Oilom Noto B'Soicheinu. He's given us a Chayei Oilom. He's given us a life that is Nitzchi. A person who attaches himself to Torah and Mitzvahs, he's attaching himself to a world of Nitzchias. He's attaching himself to an existence that's la'olam vaed. When I go ahead, Rabbi Isai, and I think, you know what's going to bring me simcha in this world? I'm going to get, a guy gets, he thinks he's going to go ahead. He's going to buy a suit. And this is a suit, ooh, wah, 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 wah. All the best brand name. Lamaise at the end of the day, Rabbi Isai, this suit is lasting him 6 months. Because you understand, he just got a suit, not this suit, but now the suits, I noticed these new things. You have a suit, and now they put a new pocket. So now, he got the suit with the new pocket, but the problem is, they just came out of the suit 6 months later that they have a color here that matches the thing here, and his suit's bottle. Your last year's suit, buddy. Your last year's suit! And then he's going to go ahead, and he's going to get a car. He's going to get a car. I go to a lot of different May events. I like to support my Talmidim in different ways. All of a sudden, a car was driving at me, and there was nobody in the car. I did not know what in the world was going on. And this little kid, this 17-year-old, was that Tesla, that car, and it was like he was controlling it and he was laughing. I was like, he gets the Tesla. But in a year from now, it's a 2020. And now what does he have? Ayeshlo. And I'm not saying you shouldn't have nice suits, and I'm not saying you shouldn't drive Teslas. I'm not going there. I also like good gashmias. But that's not what's going to make me happy. It's short-lasting. The burger goes as far as your mouth could chew to your belly. V'zehu. It's over before it started. Yet we invest our whole life for a simcha. That's not us. It's not me. It's what I sit on. It's what's chutz from me. And you know what happens? We're waiting to bust out of ourselves. I want to give a bracha to everybody in this room. That we all should use our das. We should use our faculty. Our mayach is our kayach. The heilige neshama that the Eibishter gave us, which is a tzelem aleikim, which has the kayach to be bayrei olamos, to create that creative chelik of us, to develop. should be at the forefront, and everyone's unique talents should come out. The more of yourself that's expressed, the more that you come out, the more you'll see, you'll be so besimcha. And you should invest in things which have a long-term effect. The regular season's the regular season, Rabbi Yisai. But it doesn't make a difference where you're holding in the regular season. At the end of the day, you can be an eighth seed, but if you're holding that championship trophy at the end, that's what's chal l'netzach. Unzer Torah mitzvah, Rabbi Yisai, is nitzchius. Everybody here in this room is netzach. Has a nitzchius, has an R that only you can bring into this world. The Eibush should give you guys the kaiches. The kaiches ha-nefesh to fight. To fight with everything that you have. To bring out the greatest in each one of you. And with that, I think everyone here will have a real simchas achayim. Thank you very much.